This is our end of the school year, New Richmond Lions wrap-up show athletics here with Doug Foote. Great year, Doug. 7 league championships, 8 coaches of the year.
Yeah, I don't know if you could have a better year. It seemed like, you know, we had a lot of things fall into place. We had a lot of teams that probably exceeded some of their expectations. We had a lot of them who met their expectations. And anytime you do that, you end up having a really good year. And, you know, you look around, we end up, like you said, with 7 league champions, and we ended up with 8 coach of the years, and we ended up with 35 first team all-stars and 24 second team all-stars. We had 3 kids get most valuable players in the league, and we had just a boatload of scholar athletes on top of that, plus numerous district and regional qualifiers and 1 state qualifier in track, and what do we have, 3 or 4 in wrestling. And you know, you just can't beat the year that we had as an overall athletic department. I was very pleased with it.
Well, we started in the fall with we had championships in football, golf, and cross country.
Right.
Football's going to see a few new face in charge this coming year,
right.
And Scott Herman. And us girls soccer, we're going to have a new girls soccer coach.
Right, and I think, you know, they've hit the ground running. I know that they. You know, all you can ask out of your coaches is that they run a program. And when I look to bring in a coach, that's one of the big things I look for, is what kind of a program they can run. I don't want just a team that's a one-hit wonder. We want a year-round program built. And Coach Herman has come in. He's got a great background. He's got a great learning experiences. And I think the best thing about hiring someone like that, you know, they know what they're doing, but at the same time, they've got great connections, and he was able to keep our staff intact a lot. He brought in some young guys who are really gung-ho and I think are going to be really good coaches. And he's not going to reinvent the wheel. He's going to keep a system that's a lot that we've had. That, you know, Chuck Warden's going to be our offensive coordinator, and he developed our offense, and we are able to keep him, so we don't have to change all that. And all of our juniors and seniors are going to be very well entrenched into what we do. And you know, Pat Fagan's going to do a lot of the defensive side, I believe, and you know, he was part of that last year. So we really like what they're doing. Their workouts are going well. Their turnouts have been really good, and we're off to a good start. And then our girls soccer coach, Chris Malotki, who's got a lot of experience in select and club. He was also been in our league for a few years. He's got a great program ready to go. I've seen the footprint of it. He's already got him working out down the turf, and he's excited about it. He hired Kelsey Bender from the middle school as his JV coach, and they're already off and going and working the kids out, which is, you know, what our kids wanted to do. They wanted an entire program, and so we're excited about them. And, you know, you add to the success that we had in the fall last year, you know, with golf and football and cross country, and Ryland Shabesta is always going to do a great job with the boys and girls cross country teams. And Doug Flam will get the boys soccer team going here shortly. And we're really excited about everything that's going on right now.
Well, as you mentioned cross country, the boys had a near perfect league score. They were 16, perfect in cross country, 15. And the girls just missed a championship by 2 points. And he had a lot of new runners. So, I mean, you get 40-some kids out running in the fall.
Yeah.
And that's a great program. Young golf team. I know Phil Heflin is going to be moving to the high school as an assistant to the principal job, but will he still be able to coach?
Yes, he's still going to keep the golf job. I don't think he's going to do 7th grade basketball because that's a little bit too much, but I think he's going to be able to keep the golf job, which I hope, because he's put together an incredibly competitive schedule with our golf. We got a little disappointed last year. We really thought we had a chance to win the sectional and win the district, and we had a really good young team, and then we ended up finding out with the enrollment numbers came out in the fall, we were 3 guys over and had to go to Division I. So
Wow.
Yeah, you know, St. X and Miller and Elder and Middletown and all that, it just kind of threw us behind the 8 ball. But they had a great year in the league, and this year he upped the competition to match a Division I schedule, and he's playing, you know, St. X and all those guys, and so it'll be fun for our guys to see that.
And you mentioned the divisions. Football is going to 7,
mm-hmm.
And that means we're getting some more teams. The other divisions would be realigned, so some of those Division II, smaller Division II schools be dropping down in Division III.
Correct.
So our competition level, if you make the playoffs, going to go up.
Yeah, our football schedule's not going to be easy. I think we, our first four out of our first six games is on the road. And that's never an easy task, and we still have, you know, we're playing McNick and Indian Hill in the non-league, which is good, and then a couple of teams in our league are just going to be better. You know, I think Goshen's probably going to have a new head coach, and that's going to be an old friend of ours in Mark Schlegel, and so you know he's going to do a great job, and it's just going to be very competitive for our football, and I don't know what all. I haven't really looked at the breakdown of who's coming down into our Division III yet, but you know they're going to drop some of those Division II down, and it'll be entertaining to see who that is. But I hope we just have to face them. I'll be okay with that.
Winter sports this past school year, but couldn't got any better. Wrestling dominated the league. I think it sent four kids to the state. Well, one was alternate, maybe. But you won, just dominated the league. You won a sectional. You got most of those kids coming back. Great coach in Darren Schenkel. Four league wrestling championships in a row. You just can't get a stronger program than wrestling. And I know a sport close to your heart, basketball. The boys' basketball program came back strong with 11 and a non-losing season, 11-11, and the girls went finished 18-5.
Right, 16-5, I think.
16-5, yeah.
Something like that.
And that's it. So the winter sports programs is really strong. Mm-hmm. Got a lot coming back on both the basketball teams. So, you know, if you can't do much outside, it's a great feeling to know that you're going to have a very competitive program. Yeah. And so I know it's your busy time of the year, the fall and winter. You've got two good young basketball coaches. Mm-hmm. I know you've people may not know that Doug was, 16-year college coach at Marietta?
Yeah, I was 15 there and 5 at Rio Grande, so,
yeah, so
coached it for 20.
He was a college basketball coach before he came into Richmond, and I know you mentor your two young coaches, Brian McMonagle and Brad Hatfield, and I know it has to be a good feeling for you to see them develop their programs the way they are.
Well, they've just done a great job. You know, it's Brian McMonagle is a true blue New Richmond guy. He just bleeds it. He wants them to be good. Works extremely hard to run a program from the ground up. Brad has done the same thing. Brad has really started out. You know, he had a lot of inexperience when he first started, and he just keeps working and working and getting better. You know, anytime you got a 6'5 girl that's pretty good, you know, you got a chance to be pretty good. But he also does a great job with his other kids. And sometimes, you know, you can have some issues when you just got one kid that gets all the attention, and Brad really handles that well. And, you know, you look at their program right now, they got a basketball camp going on this week, and, you know, they were hoping that they could get up to about 80 kids, and they ended up with about 101 or 102 kids. So they've got a great camp going on, and that's the program that you build, and they've got excitement going on with the youth and the middle school and that kind of thing. So we're really pleased with where the basketball program's headed, the direction they're going. Wrestling, you just can't top what our wrestling program's like. Darren Schenkel is as good a coach as there is, and he's got a great staff. He's surrounded himself with a good JV coach, and Greg Miner. He's got volunteers, and Joel Lloyd, John Barger, and we have a really good middle school wrestling program now. Doug Smitty in charge of that. We've got a good youth program. We've got people that's been there for numerous years, and to go to the state tournament and watch our kids in the Schottenstein Center wrestle down that floor is an incredible experience for them. And they've had some kids go back 2 and 3 and 4 years, and you know, we just seem like we just keep getting better. We think, you know, every time you think you're not going to be as good with him, the next thing you know, you're going on a 3 or 4 year run where you're winning the sectional and you're winning the league. And he's going to lose some really good kids this year, but there's no doubt in my mind that he'll bounce back with some good ones, you know, led by J.R. Forsey, and then after that, we're going to be pretty good, too. So it was a great winter. Then you look at our swimming programs. Our boys are undefeated all the way to the league meet. You know, we had, 4 or 5 kids qualify for the districts there. So they had a great year also. And it was a fun winter. Anytime you're winning, it's fun, and it was a fun winter.
Well, that's good. And then we had a great spring. Baseball went the first 16 games, ranked number 1 in the state. They finished, I believe, 21-6.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Tied for the league. Boys tennis is, I thought, was one of the most impressive performances because Ryan Sebastian lost so much the year before, and he came back and developed a team that tied for first place with Western Brown, I believe, in the league. And that is a remarkable accomplishment. But people forget he's a professional tennis
player.
And so he was coach of the year and cross-country coach of the year. Mm-hmm. And boys tennis, and
that's been a few years in a row. And I tell you, there's no doubt in my mind. I know I'm prejudiced toward our coaches, but there's not another coach around that could have took our boys team and won the league this year other than Ryan Shabesta. He just knows how to work the point system. He knows how to place kids in what spots to win. He studies that stuff. He works with the kids all year long through the winter. You know, a lot of times they're at Beachmont playing with him, and he just knows what he's doing. So for them to win the league this year, that was quite an accomplishment. And then have two doubles team go to the district was a heck of an accomplishment for them. And I know they were very excited about it. We had a great spring weather, made it even a better spring. And obviously baseball just had a great year. I think Coach Benzinger had said that it was only the seventh time in school history that they won over 20 games in baseball, which is, you know, you think about our baseball tradition here, which is pretty daggone good. To do that was pretty impressive. And then to have our girls track team win the league this year and placed Hannah Hall, went to the state. We had several kids go to the regionals. And we just had a great spring. We were so excited about it. And the weather cooperated with us. Our track meets were super. The district track meet really went well. And the volunteers in New Richmond are incredible people. All you got to do is say you got a track meet, and you have a ton of people volunteer to help out. So, what a great year.
And, you know, Olivia Beheimer just missed going back in a 400 meter, and a girls form a 400 just missed too. So, I mean, there's great. We lose a couple girls off the relays, but the backbone of that girls' tracks is going to be back next year. And it comes to baseball. The JV team won 22 games, and you only lose two starters off of the varsity.
Right.
So you've got an unbelievable return in cast for baseball next spring. And, of course, tennis is always is going to be strong with Coach Shavaska. And as far as summer, you want to fill people in what teams are allowed to do conditioning-wise and everything?
Well, you know, we hope with the year that we had that our teams are really excited about coming back and starting this. And you look at baseball, Austin Skaggs was just named first team All-State in baseball, and that's a heck of an honor. Austin and Sarah Shoemaker are the finalists for the Bud Phillips Scholarship Award from the league. Alex Ariapat, I just found out, is going to be a finalist for the OHSAA Scholar Student Athlete Scholarship. He'll find that out at the June 19th banquet. So we just had so much success that you hope there's a carryover into the summer. And, you know, your teams, they're all allowed certain days. They're allowed 10 days to work out. And then there's just different time limits of when they can really start football with two-a-days. And, you know, you can do some unsupervised, supervised coaching, you know, where the kids are kind of getting themselves together and doing some things as long as they've got somebody around the facility and they're all doing that. So the programs are all ready to go. It'll be a busy summer. You know, sports is 365 anymore, and there's so many of our kids are involved in summer baseball, it's hard for some of them to make it. And then you got jobs and work. And I know football the other day had 54 kids show up to work out, and that's a great number for us and this time of year. And so everybody's excited. You know, winning breeds winning, and hopefully that continues.
Well, you mentioned the summer. We got kid multi-sport athletes, and that sometimes holds back basketball program because basketball, summer ball is very important, and we just don't have that many kids. And they're good at baseball and everything else that they can devote the whole summer, but we have John Ernst, I know, is playing. And you mentioned before the 6'5 girl, Josie Buckingham, she's getting interest in a lot of Division I schools, including Stanford. So you'll probably be having a few college coaches coming in this year to look at her. and you know a bunch of them, I assume.
Well, we've already gotten some phone calls and letters, obviously, and Coach Hatfield deals with a lot of that, and he does a really nice job talking with them. And, you know, they're limited right now. They really can't talk to her, so they have to talk to, you know, me and Brad and their parents, but they really can't talk to the kid. And she's made some unofficial visits. They've had some nice visits. I know they went to Marshall, and they went to Xavier, and they went to UC, and they were just treated like gold there and what they were allowed to do. So it's been a fun experience for her. It'll be a really fun experience for Coach Hatfield. You know, this will be his first. And, you know, we don't have a ton of Division I athletes come through New Richmond, but when you do get the special ones, it's a fun thing for everybody involved. And I hope they enjoy the experience and enjoy all the stuff that she's going to get to do.
Okay, Doug, I appreciate you sitting down with us and reviewing the 2011-2012 New Richmond Lions athletic programs. And we look forward to many championships to come next year. And have a great summer.
Thanks, Enos, and I sure appreciate all you do. And hopefully by next year we'll win that 8th league championship and get the All-Sports Award. I think we were one away from getting it. So thanks for all you do, and I appreciate it. And hopefully success to everyone.